Institute. The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Hey, good evening, Miss CeCe.
Hi, William. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Enjoying the day. Beautiful day today. It was around 75, 76 degrees out here on the East Coast. Very nice.
All right. It would be beautiful out here if the wind wasn't blowing. Something while I'm waiting on my host. I don't know. I sent them the link, so I don't hope to.
Okay.
Preferably they're not problems, because I know in the southern states, I know one of my associates told me that there was a storm in Florida. Hmm. All kind of stuff is going on. So prayerfully, they're not having problems. But anyway, all of a sudden now we got fires flaring up. I know, you know what? And I can't help but to think that they are starting these fires because they don't want the earth to breathe and they don't want us to breathe.
Hmm. So interesting.
Interesting. We just had one really close to where I reside. And I'm like, really?
Okay.
All this greenery out here, and you're going to find a dry brush and set it on fire.
Oh, my. Let me ask you, is the fire season already there in California?
They starting it off early. That's all I can say. Okay?
You said he started off early. Okay.
I heard that. Maybe the firefighters haven't been working, you know, so you know how that goes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of arson over. Historically, there's been arson in California quite a bit. Okay. And I don't know versus any other state, but quite a bit in California, you know. And
quite a bit. And a lot of firefighters, well, some of them might be still sitting in jail. But it's proven fact that they do create the fire. So I dare not go out when the wind is blowing like this, mm-hmm. or I'll be in the bed in about an hour or so. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there was one story that I recall when I was living in California about firefighters. I think it was more than one, not at the same time, that had started those fires.
Okay. All right. They're asking me to resend the email, which I did. Let me go back.
Okay. Go and do what you have to do.
Going on. But we can continue to talk until they come aboard. It seems like it's been a minute since I've been on here. They're just you know, a lot of things happening in the atmosphere, so it is what it is, and I can't stop what's happening. You know what I mean?
No, you can't. You know, I'm curious. What's on in the kitchen? What are you cooking up today? You always starting something. What are you cooking today?
And I really don't. I don't like to tell, and you know that.
It's about time.
You're
3 minutes into your show. I just want to know. I'm just curious.
Your last one was that. We'll try again. I don't know what they're talking about. Uh-huh. So let me send again.
Oh, interesting. Both of us having technical issues.
Well, no. I have to let me resend again because I think both of them are having problems. Because David, he's having problems too. My goodness gracious, that's weird. I always say when it's a hot topic like this, the devil is hot because I know that day. Okay. And so anyway, it's just, I'm going to just start doing what this Miss CeCe's Kitchen was designed to do. Now, folks, I know, are we on live yet? Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Hey, let me tell you, said something Sunday, and I'm sure going to address it. You said, you know, at the end of the show while I was announcing, you know, how they could find us. Mm. You were saying that I said it gets hot in the kitchen. You said, no, she tells you off. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes, you do.
I'm not trying to fight nobody, okay?
That doesn't mean you don't tell them all.
Well, I do do that, okay?
Well, all right. I should have said she holds no punches.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's what I should have said.
Muhammad Ali, hey, no, but anyway, this is just a pleasure, you know, that we can share the way we are sharing, you know, because I tell folks you better take advantage while you have the freedom to share your thoughts.
Yes.
Because it's getting ready to get real rough here and people need to really pay attention about what's going on. And so, like, what was he? We talked Sunday about staying woke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, yes. Yes.
Some people
yes.
got to get to the part, stay woke, get woke.
You better wake up. You know, as a matter of fact, I think I mentioned this Sunday, too, that my pastor and I, pastor of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church right there in San Bernardino, California, we were talking about this woke agenda, this woke theory, whatever you want to call it, okay? Right. And he was saying, hey, folks, just like you were just saying, we better stay woke. And the people who talking about it, they're making this word woke like it's a bad word, which it isn't. You know, that word was really started back in the 60s, and it just came to the forefront here recently over the last couple of years. And the Republicans are using this as if it is really a derogatory term. But what it is recognizing if there's an injustice in society. What in the world is wrong with that? Oh, you don't want us to recognize or call out when there are injustices? Come on, man.
You know what's going on. As long as they can stay hidden, you know, as long as they can stay hidden, they're comfortable.
Of course.
And it's amazing how it's not the masses with this thought process. It's just a few of our sick predecessors who have this control issue about controlling everything but staying hidden. And so I'm going to dispel that today. It's something that you sent me, William, and a lot of the people have been sending me what they would like for us to discuss. And so we are going to discuss it because I was telling David yesterday, I says, you know, I cannot sway from Miss Cece's Kitchen and the reason why it was given. I have to come out blowing the whistle. You know, that's my handle. And I cannot smooth this thing over because the vile things that are going on in this world and to individuals. And we cannot sugarcoat that. I know people will say, you know, this is a family show, and I honor that. No. But his family's getting jacked up, okay? It's real, and it's amazing to me. I don't know what's going on with them. It's amazing to me how people have their distressors and says, please don't talk about that. That is taboo. Mm-hmm. No, it's because you're still walking around sick yourself, and you don't want to face it. Mm-hmm. And so I heard something, and I can't disclose everything right now because I want to go into it.
I know you do. I know you do. I'm trying to think of what did I send you. I think I sent you something. Is it okay to say it? Repeat
yes.
it? Okay.
Yes.
I think I sent you something on sex trafficking, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You did.
Okay. Because I send you a lot of stuff that when it gets to me or it bothers me, or I think again, being woke and talking about injustice and some of the just dark things that's happening out here in society. And you know, a lot of things people aren't aware of. People get up, they go to work, take care of their families, come back, and very few of them are informed about what's really going on. But it is a horrible, horrible thing. And I recall when I was living in California, and I started recognizing this via the news media, is that a lot of this was concentrated back here on the East Coast.
Right.
I don't know whether I shared it with you or not, but somebody that I know has had one of her relatives targeted. And and she was targeted by her boyfriend. Or let's say her baby daddy, all right? I'm just saying it just like that. He really wasn't a parent, so to speak, but he wanted to kidnap the mother and his own baby and put him into that situation.
Wow.
And somehow, thank you, Lord, that she was able to fight her way out of it, but the baby the baby did get injured. The baby was cut.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't know to the extent I'm going to get an update and share that with you. But, there was a convoy coming from South Carolina of state troopers and FBI along with this cousin came here to this city right here in Richmond because it was happening here. And they came and I think they got the guy. They locked him up. I hope they throw away the key. I honestly do because can you imagine somebody kidnapping your child or your grandchild and putting them in a sex slave market for profit. Right. What right. is wrong with these people? I mean, it's demonic to me. It's evil.
Well, when you have parents who are aiding and abetting in this foolishness, okay?
Wow.
Who are profiting off of exploiting their children.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to have hell to pay.
Isn't that something?
They are going to, I just sent it to them again. William, just hang on there with me, too. We don't know
okay.
what's going on.
Oh, that's Miss Victoria.
Oh, is she here? Great.
Great.
Hello.
Great. Hey, Miss Victoria.
Hello.
Hi. Woo. I think David's having a problem, too. Y'all stay on here, Victoria. Listen, I want to, this is my co-host. Y'all know this, Missy. Stay, hang in here, William. This is Miss Victoria. I have a great announcement for her. You know, I'm gonna give you your kudos. The girl graduated.
Mm.
And what it was it your master's in theology?
It's my bachelor's in theology.
Outstanding.
Yes, yes. And Victoria, while you're talking, I'm not gonna put us on mute. If you hear me talking, I'm talking to your brother David, okay? I'm getting ready to give him a call.
Mm.
He's probably having a problem, too, getting on, but I sent it to y'all about four or five times. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're going to try to get him on here because it's a hot topic. I've already talked to my panel on what we will be discussing today, and we going in, okay? Mm, mm,
mm. We're going in.
A full throttle, huh?
Yeah, we going
yes.
in. if I had to get a jump start, you know how we used to push the sticks? I used to drive one of those bad boys.
Oh, boy.
The Indy 500 on the freeway. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. How many speeding tickets did you get?
You know what? I only got one ticket in my life.
That's because they couldn't catch you. That's what it was.
Okay. But you know what? With me, used to work for the police department years ago. I know their hiding spots.
I see what's going on.
Radar, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're breaking the law. Yeah, I understand.
So, no, I was really I. Okay.
I don't know,
Miss Victoria. I know you're smart. That's why I cut you off. Okay.
Yeah, you cut me off. I wanted to know what kind of hot rod were you driving.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm not going there. Did you tell them your ministry and are you still in school? You're pursuing another degree as well.
Yes. I'm halfway to my master's.
Oh my goodness.
Theology with also a concentration in Christian counsel.
Oh, nice. Mm. Nice.
Yes.
Mm. David, yes, ma'am.
David, what's going on?
Oh, my phone was acting real stupid.
Okay.
Come on, let me try to fix it to do what I got to do.
All right. Come on, because this going to be a hot topic, sir. You know what it is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, David, I'm trying to hold it down for you. Hurry up, get here so I can get out of this kitchen.
William's feeling special. Hurry up, brother.
That's because she keeps, ladies and gentlemen, to our audience around, she keeps me in the closet. See, that's why you don't see my picture up there, see?
David, try to get in because we don't want to hear this. All right, David, get off the phone. Don't help me. All right. Get on the phone. I'm on live. Come on.
Yeah. Got me hidden in the closet here. Okay. All right.
Anyway, I know you were talking about hitting in no closet. You can't stay in no closet. Remember, Dr. Demmer called you the Tasmanian, okay? You're out in the wilderness and you are squawking.
Yeah, you know, that's about right. You know. Uh-huh.
But anyway, Victoria, tell us about, because I know you come on Sunday on your ministry, tell them the time zones that they can chime in and listen to you while we're waiting. And I'm going, after you talk, we're going to dive right on in. All right.
Yes.
But anyway, first let me say, you're everyone in media land. This is Masisi's Kitchen. And we come with the real. We talk about controversial issues. Now, there's a scroll down at the bottom where you can find us. You also can find us on LinkedIn. And also, you can gear up Alexa right now if you have that feature. Just tell them to say, Alexa, Studio W. And she goes, oh, Studio W. She'll tell you what's up. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so she'll open it right up. You can listen to us in your cars and what have you, the live. And then also you can go on my social media on what is it, Facebook, and you can see this broadcast live, which is an awesome deal. So come on in, join us, and I want you to chat and, you know, give us some chat and your theory and your thoughts. And who knows, we may pick up the phone and call you one of these times. So be ready, all right, because we do want to hear your point of view on these matters. And so, Victoria, please now tell them how they can see you on Sunday, I believe it is.
Yes. We come on Facebook on Sundays at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. And we're on at Prophetic Deliverance Empowerment Ministries. You can find me on Facebook under Victoria Moody. I left my titles out. Yes, I am a chief apostle, but I leave my titles out because God is not concerned about titles nor education. People want that, but he is concerned about souls, and whatever we have to do that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. That's what we do. For he that wins souls is wise. It's on Facebook at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Pacific. Prophetic Deliverance Empowerment Ministries. You can find it under Victoria Moody.
All right. Thank you. Also, I do have another ministry on Tuesday. I wanted to inform you. Many of you know about it already. But it is Walk in Victory Ministry, and we're on Tuesday evenings at 5:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central, and 8:30 p.m. Pacific, Eastern Standard Time. Go on over and listen to the replays, because this week we just talked about proceed with caution. And so, it was quite heavy. I'm at this persuasion because in light of the things that are happening in my family right now, I am not taking any prisoners, and in the rebuke, reprove, and correct mode. Hello, as the word of God says. So we won't go into them, but go on over and listen to the replays. There's several of them on there. You can download them, pass them on to your friends so that they can hear that God is speaking with us in this time. Now, William has sent me some things, and a few others have sent me some concerns about what is going on. I have to relay this to you. I just listened to a lady early in the wee hours of the morning, and she was being televised, and she was talking about, she said she became an alcoholic and a crack addict, a prostitute inside the church.
Mm. Wow.
She was on television, and I'm going to bring her up, not today, but we're going to address this, because people are becoming falling prey and sin inside these buildings. And these are the places we call the houses of prayer. And there's a lot of things. And if I get compassionate, because some of these things I'm going to talk about, I had been a victim to. I told you this station, we're transparent. I'm not trying to be holier than thou, because we done been through some things. And I am tired of people allowing others to close their mouths to hold things in secrecy. I'm finding out that people are being tormented on the inside because they were not able to get the necessary healing that is required. Now, I know many of us in my panel, we in the trenches, and there's some folks, and I'm not trying to take away from your little, you know, your little accolade certificate and what you graduated with and your little degrees that you're hanging on the wall. But those healer beings, if you don't address the real issues of what is going on the inside of victims by the hands of predators in your families who work out their ill wills in secrecy. Listen, y'all gonna get mad at me, and I'm cool with it. I really am. I told y'all before, don't come for me, because I got something for you. And you said, Dr. Sam's in a fight mode. Yes, I am. I'm very angry. Okay, that's the side of me that God has resurrected, and I can't help it. Okay, it is what it is. And so we are addressing sex trafficking. We are addressing violation of children, violation of adults. And first, David, glad to have you, sir. I'm glad you're here and glad you made it. I have to read these scriptures. And yeah, we are biblically based. But I will go ghetto with you if you won't be there. Mm. Come on, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you with beans and rice and some cornbread, and we'll sit down and have communion together. And I'll even serve you communion. Mm. Hello. Because I'm licensed in the organization to do so. But you're going to get some act right, okay? Because people are sick. Our Lord, I know you're laughing, David. It's real talk. Tainted hands are serving communion.
It's real talk. It's real talk.
Here. Talking about God, you done sinned and touched somebody. Okay, that's another lesson anyway. I'm on a roll. All right. So here's this, in case you think that the scriptures are not in the Word of God, I looked them up for you, so I have them for you, okay? When the Bible says that sin will be revealed, okay, in the magnitude that it should, and in this season that it is being uncovered, and you cannot hide. It says we find that instead of our sinful desires are being hidden, they are revealed. This is in Psalms 119. David needed to know because he talked about himself, okay, because he was always repenting, all right? How does God reveal hidden sins of our heart? God does his revealing work through his word, period, okay? The unfolding of your words give light, and we are bringing light to a darkened situation. Can you say amen, David? I know you know it's real. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
It says, but there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. All right. That's word. Look it up. I didn't make this up myself. Ephesians 5:11 says that no part in the unfaithful work of darkness, take no part, it says, in the unfaithful work of darkness, but instead expose them. That's my wheelhouse. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. And then my favorite scripture, it says from Luke 3, it says, therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatsoever you have whispered in the rooms deep inside the house will be announced on the rooftop. Now, I like to talk about the one that goes throughout the town, and this is a different reversion of it. You cannot whisper one thing in private and preach the opposite in public. Uh-oh. Okay. The days coming when those whispers will be repeated all over town. Mm-hmm. So we done got past that one. All right. So now I'm talking about those have done some dirty. And David, we talked about this. There is nothing that's hidden that will not be disclosed. And God does nothing.
Absolutely.
It's just that he haven't come and visit your house, but you're on schedule. I will tell you that you are on schedule. And we're talking about I want to talk about those who've been in foster care. It is disheartening to me, those who've been in foster care. And the statistics that I've gathered, the data on the statistics, it is so way out, I'm telling you. And it is a money-making thing by taking children from homes and putting them with predators. Okay, I'm just saying. I heard something on television. Just escape. Text me if you need. Okay. All right. So I'm finding out that the caseworkers, they will come and into neighborhoods. They will come into neighborhoods. No disclaimer or any ill will have been disclosed, but they're seeking out children, and they get a $40,000 bonus if they take your children out of your house.
My. Lord have mercy.
And then you have some sick people. Victoria, I don't get it, where people who say they want to care for children, who are the ruthless predators when it comes to children, and they put these children who are unfortunate, who comes from abusive situations, who comes from mistreatment, vile sexual abusers, who are pimping out their children. And they get into these foster parenting where they think that they're safe, only for it to become worse. You have a society.
Absolutely.
That seeks out children, and I will call them later, who prey on the vulnerability of children. And they use monetary gain while abusing them. What do you guys say about that? Well, I find my statistics.
Well, the scripture said, the love of money is the root. Mm-hmm. And good to see you, Sister Victoria. God bless you.
Likewise.
It's unfortunate that the world revolves around money. If you what's being advertised, we advertise generational wealth, and it's all about being increased with money. But when I read the book of Revelations, your money ain't gonna mean nothing when the church is gone. That's the sad reality. Yes. We spend most of our time. Mm-hmm. I read the biography of Steve Jobs.
Okay.
And Jobs, he was so rich that when he was diagnosed with leukemia, he bought a wing. He bought a wing to a hospital so that they could get a kidney to transplant in him. But that transplant didn't work, and he eventually died. But in his biography, he said if he could do it all over again, he would have spent more time with his family.
Wow.
All the time that he spent in trying to create the what he did, if he had a chance to do it over again, he would spend more time with his family. And we, unfortunately, because of the love of money, I feel for these foster children. Got the parents looking like 9,000 and they looking like they just got off the ghetto boat. It is so sad. It is so sad.
Right.
But it's the reality in which the world that we're living in. Because we're living in a narcissistic society. It's about me. It's about me. And it's never about the children. The check that they get, the children probably never see any of it. They probably get their clothes at the Goodwill while they going to Saks Fifth Avenue to buy their clothes.
Oh, the Dollar Tree. Coming. Go to the dollar store. Okay.
That's just sad commentary. I'm telling you, it's bad.
Right.
But it's become second nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have a young lady at our church. Her social worker saw a web on her, and it's because her mother got her because she was giving her some discipline. She had that lady arrested in front of her child.
Wow.
And she has to court date now, you know, because of that foolishness. I'm telling you, this world is messed up. And the Bible said it's waxing worse and worse. And I feel so bad for these unfortunate children. They didn't ask to come here. They didn't ask to come here. But that's no reason to treat them any different than any of all of our children.
Right.
It's a sad commentary. I am. If I could fix it, I would. But it's so sad. It really is.
William,
it's a great topic. It's a great topic, Dr. CC. It really is.
Just call me Cece. You know I'm your sister. You don't have to put DR on it. I'm cool. I'm good. Okay. Right now, I'm in the ghetto. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You got some neck bones on the stove. Because I got some turkey wings on my stove.
Oh, shut up. Oh, sorry, y'all. I can tell you to get up if I want to. Okay. Okay, that's how we do. Okay, that's how we roll. Okay, it is what it is. Hello. Victoria, girl, what you got to say about what we've discussed just in these few moments? I know you got plenty to say because you work with children. I know this, okay?
Yes.
And so, you're God led. So go ahead and talk, girl, while I'm doing what I'm doing to get all this data here.
Well, one thing, there's several things I wanted to say, but I wanted to say we as a people, and people proclaiming to love Christ, we really have to get back on the prayer wall because I was told that, and I'm not attacking any body.
Right.
But I was told that the LGBTQ, now they're going to add it, a P onto that for pedophiles. Because now they're trying to say they can't help themselves, so it shouldn't be against the law.
Oh.
Okay, so that's step one we need to pray for. Because if we don't go in prayer and cause this thing to happen, we're going to see more of this.
Yes.
If you're going to say that pedophiles, pedophilia is just a disease like alcoholism and they can't help themselves. I also want to say the most successful pedophiles are hidden in plain sight.
Boom. You said it.
And they are the people who want to love children, but the love they have for children is unclean.
Absolutely.
They are the ones who gather in children, who are the best friends, the best parents, and all this. They pretend, you know, they're like wolves in sheep's clothing. They come with halos, but you get them in the dark or along with a child, they got horns. So,
talk, sis, please.
We as parents have to start do better because they don't mind taking your child away and giving it to a stranger.
Come on.
We parents have to find another way to chastise. I'm just saying. Okay. The reality is, it's against the law to spank. What we grew up with, it was a different, it's a whole different situation now. We have to find a different way to parent, because if we don't, we do not want our children to be taken away and going to these strangers. Now, I'm going to tell you, as I have been a therapeutic foster parent myself, you know, I've heard stories, I've known about different things, and thank God the children were safe at my house. But every child does not have that testimony that they was at a safe place. So we have to do better. We have to try a little harder. I know that it's, you know, babysitters and daycares, and I understand we have to work. I understand I work. I understand that. But we have to be more diligent as it pertains to our children. Even working with children myself, I have seen horrific situations where I knew something was going on. And I voiced my opinion, and people swept things under the rug. But when it came out, it was just so bad.
Right.
So we as people of God, we got to get back on the wall. Because the Bible says in the last day, the love of many shall wax cold. And it's sad because sometimes parents don't love their children like they should because they don't like their baby daddy. So they treat their children wrong.
Wow. Come on.
Their children's father or their children's mother.
Come on.
People are on drugs. They're stressed out. They have a very short temper. Because on the job, they have to be so quiet and obedient. When they come home, they want to rule somebody, and it's sad.
Right.
They want to override their children. Now, I believe in discipline. It's a part of Christendom. I believe in discipline. Because if you don't discipline, things will run awry.
Right.
Okay. But we have to find a better way to do what we're doing, because we don't want our children to end up somewhere that's not safe. And it's okay. We're living in a time now where parents didn't really teach their children. They let the TV raise them. And so a lot of young people don't know how to parent. Because their mother and father didn't raise them. They let the daycare center raise them.
Right.
Absolutely.
So
tell the truth.
They don't know what to do. And it's okay. If I need more computer skills So I'm mm-hmm. going to have to take a class. Mm-hmm. If you need to learn how to drive and you are out of high school, you need to take a class. Why can't we take a class on parenting?
Right.
We have too many things out there. We have, when I was growing up, there was no internet. Okay.
Wow. Come on.
There was no internet. We have too many resources that we ignore. Stop mm-hmm. acting like you the bomb, this, that, and the other. You might be the greatest person in the world, but you might be the worst parent I ever met. Come on, let's work on ourselves.
Yes, 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 yes.
And let
yes,
me
yes.
tell you, I'm going to quote from a nice, from this scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And this scholar's name is Dr. Seuss. And Dr. Seuss said, a person is a person no matter how small. You can't forget that your child, though they are your child and you have rule over them, they are still a person.
Right, right, right.
That's and when right. we stop looking at children as people, that's when you get into abuse and all these other things. And parents, I want to say this. Stop taking stuff out on your children that you want to take out on somebody that's grown that made you mad.
Misdirected anger.
It and let me tell you something. And it's really because it's misdirected anger because many of them have not faced their dilemmas and got delivered. Because absolutely. People do what they've learned. It's learned behavior and absolutely. It's domesticated mm-hmm. behavior. That's why men could beat their wives because they saw their daddies do it, you know, and this, it goes deeper than we want to disclose. That's yes. why women gravitate towards abusers because they feel that that is their worth. And then therefore they will take that abuser's control word and turn around and abuse their children.
Absolutely.
And this is what we're finding out. A lot of mothers these days can't stand the pressure and they are drowning their children in bathtubs. They are
absolutely.
Killing them. They are killing them with knives because they themselves have not dealt with their inner issues. What absolutely. Mother would stand there and brutally beat or even sexually molest?
Yes,
let's
yes,
get real yes. with this. A
absolutely.
Child.
Absolutely.
What consciousness are they walking with no kind of feeling? Me, if my child get a cut on his finger, it goes all through me. I don't know if
absolutely.
Anybody else feel that way that might be listening.
Absolutely.
Does my child get hurt? It's like, I'm getting hurt because I feel. I don't care how grown they get. Now, am I the perfect mother? No, because I have my flaws. And I had, and listen here, I'm going to talk about me. So y'all won't get offended. I had to learn the hard way because we had, and I heard, like I told you, David, you weren't here when I said this lady became a crack addict and alcoholic while in the church. Okay.
Well,
and
so,
listen, while in the church, and I know this is real because a lot of us have become what we have became at that time while sitting in the pews under the dictates of some sick souls. Okay. I'm just being real.
Hallelujah.
And folks, I want to face that. And listen, folks, we're not talking about every day. We're not talking about you are the righteousness of God. We talking about you skanks as, did I say that? Well, anyway.
Oh, Lord.
You did say it. I heard it. I was the mom of 2 or 3 witnesses. Let it word be established. I heard her.
No, hello. I'm in the battlefield right now. I got my shirt on. Lord, now help me, Jesus. Okay. Now,
I got the church fan, y'all. I got the church fan.
I told the Lord, I said, why me? I told him, why me? Because I have my senses of critiquing. And sometimes I can't think right. I just go there, okay? But the Lord working on a girl, okay? So y'all, amen, just pray for a girl, amen. But I'm going to come with it, okay, any way you look at it. But my thing is this. That tickled me because it's real talk here.
Absolutely.
Because when you feel what you feel and you've seen what you've seen and you had things done to you, there is a sour taste in my mouth when it comes to the appetites of some of our sick predecessors who in places we were supposed to get delivered. My daughter told me some things. She said, Mama, while y'all was in there shouting and carrying on, we was out there doing what we got to do. Hello. I said, wait a minute. Y'all wasn't reading scriptures? She said, yeah, right. We was reading the scriptures all right. I said, well, tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then too, because they see some things and they experiment, and children will experiment. Now, my thing is, who's watching your children while you in there shouting and they go into the bathroom by themselves, and you got pedophiles, you got LGBT, and
I'm
not against anybody, okay? What I am is against the sin, period. Just like God is against the sin. Whenever you go against the word of God, listen, they are parading and preaching their agendas louder than the church is. Some of the churches are preaching salvation, okay?
Absolutely.
And we have walked away. That's why they can do what they do. So getting back to the foster parenting, I had the privilege. I was in two foster homes in my life. And so that's why I could tell what's going on. Okay. My parents were immature. I'll just say that. They were immature. Okay. Mm-hmm. My mother was naive. Beautiful woman from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Beautiful woman. She's deceased now, and so is my father. But he was immature. He suffered from PTSD. Okay. And then he saw his own daddy beat his mama. Okay. I'm just going to put it out there. Okay. So you say, oh my God, why are you telling this? We're the perfect family. Stop lying. Okay. That's why some of y'all still sucking on a pipe. That's why some of y'all still sucking on the Bible. That's why some of y'all still going from pillow to post. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because you're trying to find peace. That's why some of your children are still yet suffering today, okay? All while you're sitting in the pews praising the Lord, okay? But you have my thesis in college was hidden addictions and secret sins, but healing through spiritual guidance.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was
something
I had to disclose. I had to disclose my secret issues with my way I felt about myself. Now, many of us, people of God, we could talk about you, we could talk about the status, and I got the data, and what are we going to have to do, because our time is far spent. I'm looking at this. This is going to be a major, a major journey that we're going to be on for the
Absolutely.
Next week.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because my parents were immature. My mom was naive, and my dad confessed to me and things like that. I love my father. Don't get me wrong now. Please don't get me wrong. But my sickness, I thought I was sick because I'm having compassion and love folks that's abusing me. Now, what my daddy now? Abusing me. Okay. But my daddy, in some sense, into this is we couldn't even look at a man who got pregnant. I'm like, wait a minute. Really? Is that
Absolutely.
Tough?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I lived those days.
We was taught we couldn't rub. Don't rub the elbows because you about to.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, I know. Mother Smith.
Mother Smith was always had the radar.
Mother Taylor, Mother Taylor, Sister Jones.
Remember how they all used to sit over on that side? Okay,
all on the front row. Every last one of us on the front row. Yes, ma'am. You know, I know.
Listen,
those were the days when we weren't allowed to go to any and everybody's house.
Right.
Mama wouldn't let us do it. They my friend. She said, they ain't my friend. I don't know what they got going on over there. You can't go.
Listen.
And it saved us. It saved us from being attacked by folks that wasn't right.
That's right.
Wasn't saved.
Yeah.
They knew God gave a mother wit that knew that there were certain people. I don't want you hanging around them.
And so
I got caught hanging around them. I got a beating.
Right.
They knew God showed it to them. And I don't know. We've fallen away from that. I preached a sermon last Sunday from Matthew chapter 21 when Jesus went into the temple and he beat those people out of the temple, threw over chairs, threw over tables. He said, you've turned the house of prayer into a den of thieves.
Right.
And I preached the sermon, I want my house back.
Ooh.
And we just got to get back. We got to get back to the fundamentals.
We got to stop walking in fear, David. See, this is the thing. we let some people cause us to be fearful of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
When God has given us the wherewithal that we are to address. And didn't he teach the apostles?
And yes, he told them,
some folks you can't approach because these kind come out through fasting and praying. Because them demons will whoop you behind if you don't understand what you're dealing with. But then there's some that you're supposed to attack the word, reprove and rebuke. Some people think and we can get back into this, folks. And we have to get to the starting, the root of it, how it started. Some people think because, and Victoria, I'm so proud of you when you said that. I said, Victoria, I could, you know, I'm not calling out my title. She just got her BA in a theology. Praise God. But she did not say, you know, cause some people be flexing. They learn two scriptures and four songs and they want to get up there and want you to pass out.
Hush your mouth.
A Cadillac and a jet. Okay. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sit in the pastor's seat.
Let me get my fan out. I can't do it with you, okay? Okay, but anyway. And this is what turned people off. And then too, we have, like you said, Victoria, you said something so profound about who is with your children. They're coming around your children when you were saying about this new ruling that's coming out. I've got something that's so descriptive with the House of Representatives, this man, and we're going to disclose this next week. I'm not trying to give it all to you today, but he said something. He was so detailed and it sounds so vile. And the man said, don't talk about these things. Why can't, oh, it bothers you now? But now you have.
I saw that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Children who are explicit sex acts. Okay, explicit books that are put in the libraries.
Absolutely.
You're training your children now so that they can be manipulated and maneuvered and trafficked, that they really have no right to rebel and tell them, don't touch me. You're training them. You're breeding them. You're causing genocide in a public. I mean, in the people of God, in God's children. God's going to get you for this.
Woo!
God is going to, don't think he don't have you on schedule because he's coming to your houses. Let that be warned. And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to cause no problem, but I've been told to tell y'all this, okay? Just because he haven't arrived yet, he's coming, okay? Because it's gotten out of hand. You just think you can do what you want to do. And because, let me tell you something. Why is the church folks so silent?
Because they have fear. You said it, fear.
Fear.
You're gonna lose membership, you lose money, and then you're gonna be ostracized by those that agree with the pedophile. And you're gonna have people marching in front of your churches, and you're gonna have attention brought to you that you don't want. But Jesus was always controversial in what he did.
Yes, he was.
He wouldn't care about how people thought. And I tell the people at the church, I said, you weren't about somebody hurting your, the devil don't mind hurting your feelings.
Listen here, he is out to kill, steal, and destroy.
Absolutely.
He's doing his job well, and he's consistent. I'll give him his kudos for that. Because he's doing his job.
You're right.
I'll just include myself so you won't feel attacked personally. But my thing is, if the shoe fits, baby, you're wearing it well.
Absolutely.
Because you're not doing anything. You said, well, Miss Cece, you're not supposed to minister to us that dynamic. In other words, with that heated tone. Well, that's what's wrong with y'all. That's what's wrong with you. You're getting itching ears and your ears are being tickled and making you feel like you're all right. You could have just abused and molested a child, and it's known to happen. And got dressed and got in the pulpit after you've done your deed.
My Lord.
You could have beat your wife and raped her and went to church and you pass out the hymn books. And you said, well, that was back in the day. No, baby. No, it's not. It's because people don't want to face what's going on. They figured, oh, we'll just walk past it and it'll resolve itself. That's the lie that Satan has fed many of us. When the children, he says, it's better that you don't mess with his children and hang a millstone around your neck and cast yourself. Don't wait for God to do it. Cast yourself in the sea, because God's judgment is nothing nice.
Well, it's unfortunate, but the believers don't believe. The believers don't believe, because if they believe, they wouldn't do some of the things. Yeah. How can you violate a child and it doesn't bother you? How can you do the damnable things that we hear that's going on our televisions every day, and it doesn't bother you?
Well, David,
it's just the very foundation of that which you believe.
But listen, David, the very thing, if you look at the pattern of Satan and how he rose, I'll say it like that so many of you can understand, in the hood and in the streets and in your car, you know how he rolled. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yes, he's doing everything that God says not to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's doing it to the best of his ability. To the point where the people are walking around confused. You even have many of them, like I said, walking in the houses of prayer that's supposed to be getting deliverance and it's supposed to be a refuge place. Folks, those of you who are standing in the way of prospering, of people getting prospered in their souls and getting delivered, God's getting ready to come through there when you're talking about whipping them out the temple, okay? Oh, he's not taking no names. He's not calling out your credentials. Okay, say on, Dr. Sims. I'm going to be doctor right now, okay? He's not calling your credentials and how long you've been in school and not telling you how long you've been saved. He's not even telling you where you slipped up, because you know where you slipped up, okay?
Absolutely.
And the day you did it, okay? But Absolutely. He's coming, because folks... And we have to get back, like Victoria says, we have to get back to, I believe you said it, the principles of God. We have to get back to what God is saying. And he said, this is my house.
Absolutely.
I'm the chief cornerstone. Wow. I think people forgot that he run this piece. You know how the world say, I run this piece up in here. Okay. Let me come on with it, because that's how God deal with the girl. I run this up in here. Okay.
That's right.
You say, well, Dr. That's Sam, you're talking like the world thug. Well, whatever. But he's still running this piece up in here, because he has the final say.
He died for this, so he runs.
Right. Already established. So now let me give you just a little bit of statistics. Victoria, you got something to say, huh? Because I can talk, because I'm fired up.
Go right ahead.
2019 children entries into foster care. And by the way, folks, I married a man who had 8 foster children, and I became their foster mom. And but God took me in there for a purpose, for him and them. Okay? Coming off the battlefield, I'm Mother Rogers' granddaughter for real.
Hello.
Had to pray some stability in that house, demonically infested. I didn't know what I was getting into, David.
I believe
but
you.
But God did. Those children were molested prior to them even coming there. And they carried those various spirits of the
absolutely,
neglect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The low self-esteem, no esteem, identity issues. And I walked into that. You understand? Not knowing the journey, but God fortified the girl before I got there. Say on, Dr. Sims. Miss Cece, Cece, Cecilia, did Celie talking too? Okay.
Cece, hallelujah.
That part, okay? Coming from an abusive foster care myself, man raping my eldest sister, them giving us drugs and milk to make us sleep while the sun comes and touch us. Okay? Oh, y'all gonna understand me today, because I am sick of people trying to silence my victory. You understand? And so I said, well, the Lord said, well, I got the right one now, baby, because my daughter gonna tell it. Sin wasn't nice to a girl.
Hallelujah.
You understand me? Hear me
Hallelujah.
Well. That's why I'm hot. All right. 2019 children with entries in foster care, child population from 0 to 17 years old, even at birth. You have parents before they birth their children have turned them over to foster care before the child is born. Under the age of one, child population is 4,502, 221. Child entries over almost 6,000. Okay? And this is not a year, folks. It's not a year. It's within months behind each other. It's a commodity. Okay?
Lord.
3 to 5 years, over 1 billion, 483, 1,032 entries, close to 5,000 children. Okay? I heard a man say, this is not by year, folks. This is approximately every other day they're taking children. Okay? And a lot of those children cannot be found that they've put in these homes because it's a business.
Absolutely.
And they're trafficking these children to other continents, flying them out, preparing them for abuse. All right, let me get
Absolutely.
On down. 6 to 10,
Absolutely.
2,562, and then some, over 6,000 on 6,400 in entries in foster care.
My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my
11
Lord.
To 15, 2,600. Okay, and most of them by the age of 15, they have them prostituting to make money. All right, keep on going, Doc. 16 to 17, 1,027. And in entries, 1,000, close to 2,000. And I'll stop there because this is just the total in 2019 was 9 million. That's a lot of children being taken by parents, whether they had a cause to take them or not. They were taken out of the home environment. All right. So what we are, go ahead, Victoria.
I just want to say that there are some good foster parents. We're not saying that everybody's a bad foster parent. I believe foster parents, good foster parents is a form of the mercy of God and the grace of God to take children out of bad situations and put them in good situations. But unfortunately, we have that group that's, you know, that had no conscience. I just wanted to throw that out there.
And you know what? Listen, folks, when you hear Miss Cece's Kitchen, please know ahead of time, okay, because I know Vicky makes this disclosure because she keeps the balance and keep y'all on point so you won't get up, go and eat a crackling cornbread and get mad at me and tell my, this girl don't have no feelings and it's brutal. No, that's not the case. Because one of the things that I really suffer with is having too much compassion. Okay, I just said it. All right, it is what it is. Because when I feel like bringing the guns out, the Lord said, pray.
That's
but, then give them my word. I'm like the one that Deborah sits under the tree and hands out judgment. It is what it is. And then I'm Peter's cousin. Okay, stay on. I am Peter's cousin, first cousin. Hello. And Jesus got to put your ear back on. Hello.
Let's get the ear back on.
It is what it is. So anyway, we are going to come back with this because I have good testimonies of what they have been through. Children when they get at the age of 18 and the chicks stop coming, they drop them off on the street. I've had the pleasure of witnessing and ministering to persons coming from foster care. The money stopped at 18. They put them out on the street. Men gravitate toward them and have these girls prostituting and boys. So we're going to come back, y'all. This is just the opening of the sector because it is very, very deep. And we need to open up your mouth and expose
it.
All these laws are being passed because we are not saying a thing. We are sitting back and it's church as usual. The camouflage, sugar-coated word. No. Get your act together and come with it. servants, guard your sheep. Protect them.
Absolutely.
That's what we're here for, is to protect. And if you can't do it, move out of the way. Well, who she thinks she is? I ain't nobody, but I'm called of God, and I am going to tell you the real. If you in the way, move until you get some strength and stamina to stand on the principles of God and tell these charlatans, get on out of here. You're not holding no position. You're not dealing with no children. Doing things right. And stop patty kicking and collective backdoor dealing money. Okay, I said that's another subject. Let me get on about my business right here. Because it's real. It's real here. We love
they
you all.
They can take it from you. They can take it from you, CC, because you've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt.
Yes.
It's hard for me to speak on this subject as much as I would like to, because I've never been in the foster system.
Yeah, two of
us. I have empathy for these people, but to say I've been there, I was blessed to have two saved parents. I don't know what it means to have a stepfather.
Yes.
I don't know what it means to have a stepmother. I'm blessed. Yes. They've transitioned on to be with the Lord, but I was blessed to have that foundation.
That's awesome.
Our children today are raising children.
Yes.
And because they're raising children and they want to shake their tail feather and let other people manage their kids, that's what's wrong with our, there's no mothers anymore.
It's not going to correct itself through you being silent. And I appreciate you saying that. But I know what rape feels like. I know what molestation feels like. But you cannot silence this girl. When God brought me through those journeys, this warrior is going to expose and blow the whistle.
Lord.
On you charlatans. You no good stiff necked slew foot, cross-eyed, bow-legged,
uncircumcised Philistine.
Standing there and tainting the word of God. I said my piece. I'll see you next week. Come on with it.
Cry loud, spare not.
That's what he got me on this journey. I told you I'm Peter's sister, cousin. I call myself a cousin, and I'm Deborah's niece. Hello, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm hot now. I'm ready to preach. Let me stop right here.
That's why you got William running. He ain't.
She got too many kinfolks. Too many kinfolks. Peter's cousins, Deborah's niece. Who else you got?
I got kinfolk. Peter, come on here. Yeah. And some hard green. And thank you. Hello. And then I've got the wisdom of Paul. I already know who I am.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, now. All right.
Okay.
But we do. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't come with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Miss CC. Miss CC. You can't fry the fish good if the grease ain't hot.
Oh, my goodness.
What a word.
Fish and some mashed potatoes and some cabbage. This is how a girl cook.
Did you fry some fish today?
Wait a minute. That was my leftover, but anyway, it's all good. Okay, but I'm
fried some fish today.
No, you're right. I'll take it.
Because it's in the tabernacle.
Don't get me started, Victoria, please. I got to get off here.
It's in the tabernacle.
Don't start with me today. Leave me alone, girl.
You fried some fish today. That's why we call it Miss CC's Kitchen.
Ain't that something?
All right, William. I love you all with the love of Lord.
Yeah.
And don't get caught.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
Yeah, Pastor David, Miss Victoria, you're right. I got to run sometime because, see, she keeps me in the closet. It locks me up.
I need to keep you in the closet because you don't act right, okay? I'm coming with it. Lord. And you know what? If I didn't love you, brother, I wouldn't be here.
Now, well, you know, I heard that you got to want help. You got to want help. I don't want none.
Oh, no. Wait, let me tell you something. Be careful with that. Because God will whoop you in shape.
Oh, Lord, see? All right. Do I have to go back in the closet?
Yes.
He's going to get caught by some hot grease. He might have to run.
No, she, hey Dave, I can see it with that pan. She can really throw some hot grease. I ain't taking it.
I grease
the
hot grits.
Hey, you blaming the brother for running? Are you serious right now? I ain't gonna stand there and take it. Oh my God. Look, I wish I could hang around with y'all some more. I've got another show to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Miss Cece's Kitchen, Pastor Dave, Miss Victoria, and you know, oh my goodness. I sometimes want to call him Mon Dear. Okay, Miss Cece up in there. Okay, yep. I've said enough. I'm going back in the closet. Hey guys, stay tuned for Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Oh boy, this has been a wild one. Oh my goodness. I will talk to you later. All right. Good night, everybody. Keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz, on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Alexa. You can also go to the app, studiow.buzz. That's in your Apple App Store. Studio W is in the Apple Store, and you can reach us anywhere around the globe. Just go to studiow.buzz, B-U-Z-Z. All right, guys. Hey, have a good time. Keep it locked right here. Great show, Miss Cece. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.